Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On today's big show, Sid Davis and Jess on Amazon. It's on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What's the last thing a stupid redneck says before he dies?
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this! That's my people!
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see, our man over there is Ace Cosby. Proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Today's going to be a special double Ace Cosby joke of the day. I'm not sure if you're
aware
of
that.
Oh, yeah, we have another one coming up. I'm very excited about that. Pat Godwin in the Pat Cave. Amanda guitar, a dream, a date.
Set a record for the worst small talk in the history of the world.
Wipe the rock on tour, Godwin. Yes.
When will you learn to keep your mouth shut?
There was some air there.
How about the instead of my girlfriend went to see John Mayer, instead of what you said, yeah, I really liked his first album.
Yeah,
something like that.
I like his first album.
Instead of...
But never mind.
What I said.
Let's move on. Where was I? This is Tom speaking. Hello. How is everybody?
The rest of the date in fear.
Time now to... perhaps Ace can help us out here.
Ace Cosby.
Just did one of these.
Are you joking?
This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
While I was out playing tennis, I got a ticket for parking illegally.
No.
I told the cop, there's a sign right there that says fine for parking.
He thought it was okay. Right. It's a double meaning of the word.
See,
fine.
Words have different meanings.
Yeah. Yeah. Homonyms, they're called.
You told me that one morning. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, some words do. Now, Pat, you know some words that don't.
There's some words you can't take any differently than the word.
Sorry.
That are not fine.
Okay, there we go. I'm sorry. Now, Christy, we were talking about parachuting. We had two stories, a very positive. 103-year-old woman sets the world's record for parachuting.
Yes, and then we have a woman who survived a 5,000-foot fall because her parachutes did not deploy.
But she's in fairly good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broken vertebrae, that's about it.
But yeah, she's going to be okay. So they're very good. Now, what else have you got over there?
A South Dakota woman who believed she had kidney stones ended up giving birth to triplets.
Jeez.
Despite having two children already.
Never mind.
Danette Giltz, G-I-L-T-Z, that would be Giltz, right?
Yeah.
Said she did not know she was 34 weeks pregnant when she began having pain, thought she was suffering from kidney stones. She's had both in the past. Doctors told her she was actually in labor. She gave birth to three healthy babies August 10th. They are named Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
Oh
my God.
They're not puppies.
Oh, no, but they're going to be strippers.
Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
I'm thinking two of them are going to be strippers.
One boy, two girls. Babies,
let's hope it's the girls, but whatever.
The babies weighed 4 pounds each. Yeah.
Yeah, Blaze and Gypsy, their middle name is On Stage 3.
I think Blaze is the boy.
Really?
Gypsy and Nikki would be the girls.
You're probably right, yeah.
I think.
How are they spelling Nikki?
N-I-K-K-I.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm obviously not a woman. I don't know how... Christy, do you think...
I know how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had kidney stones and I've given birth and I couldn't confuse them.
She has to be so fat. Doesn't
she's
she?
She's a bigger gal.
Yeah.
She's not as fat. She's not as fat as I thought she was going to be.
Large.
But she's large.
I'm more upset by the names than the... Yeah.
Gypsy's not bad.
She had to make them up on the fly.
I like Gypsy.
Yeah, she didn't have any time to think.
Isn't Gypsy the name of the most famous stripper in history?
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
Well, Blaze.
Well, I guess in all truth, apparently when this was happening, when they said there's a third one in there, he said, put it back.
Seriously. Oh, really?
Yeah, not kidding.
Well, that's weird.
I mean, it's not. It's they obviously not expecting three. In fact, they were expecting none.
So yeah. That's a wonderful, loving comment.
Oh, put it back, or else.
Didn't want any more children.
Put it back, or else she's probably going to eat it.
Oh, my goodness.
Real fat.
Yeah, you see how fat she's big girl. Didn't know she had three people in it.
That's a big girl.
Here she is walking around stuffed with people. I had no idea.
I love that. Band.
People fat.
Yeah.
Stuffed with people. Yeah. Used to open up with people. Here, the babies look great.
The babies look very healthy. They're cute little kids.
She was feeding them five or six times a day. Of course.
A lot of nutrients.
It'd be nice if they put a picture of mom in this.
Oh, they do.
They have one coming up.
There she is.
Ooh,
surprised they're not named Popsicle, Cheeto, and Hidden Valley.
Josh is on fire.
You know what? We might want to
back off. Okay, yeah. Sadly, I'm glad everybody's healthy. Okay. Now, we're joined by comedian Sid Davis. Sid, it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
Now, you are a married man. You've been married for many, many years, I know.
Yeah.
That's still going okay. I'm hearing every time you come in, I'm waiting for the, I was out in the Caribbean and decided, it's over.
Yeah. I will come home sometime. I'm sure I'll find the note.
Oh.
I want to find a note that says, I found somebody else, you can keep the house, but I don't think that'll happen. No, but...
Yeah, that rarely happens.
No. But I don't want to, I love my wife and she's a good sport. She never, thank God, never listens to this show. But she finally heard the papoosa.
Yeah.
Papoosa joke? Yeah. Do you want to, since some people in here have not heard that, would you like to explain it to young Jess?
I was on a guest on a TV show in Charlotte and they had an international food critic who was talking about these foods. Burritos and all this, and my mind was wandering.
These international foods, burritos.
Burritos.
Yeah. Stuff you've never heard of. Yeah.
French fries.
My mind wanders, and then he starts talking about this food from El Salvador called pupusa, and the host blindsided me and said, Sid, do you like pupusa? And I said, I only get it on my birthday.
It's a rock solid joke. That has got a lot going on there.
So
she heard the papoosa joke.
It's been 3 years and somebody came up and said, oh, your husband's papoosa joke is funny. And she goes, do tell. And then now I kind of fulfilled my own prophecy.
Nice tag.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad. Okay. You have a child at least?
I have two children.
Two. How are they doing? Do you mind if I ask?
They're grown. One's left the house, and then my daughter's, we finally, she thinks she's going to get married.
Okay.
So you'll be a so-called empty nester?
She brought home a guy I didn't even know, and I said, I told him about the daddy bar. I said, that's a barrier between him and impressing me and getting my daughter's hand in marriage, and I said, it's steadfast. And he said, sir, I'll be happy to pay your student loan debts off, and I said, that bar's been met. You've come here. You grab a beer, call me dad. I was like a car salesman. What can I do to get you to drive off the lot today?
Sid, I'm sorry. Are your folks still alive?
My mom's 85.
Oh, that's
I call
nice.
Her every week.
Good for you.
And she called me. She called me from her retirement community. Remember when Hurricane Irma was bearing down on Florida? Mm-hmm. She was so scared. She goes, son, I'm scared. I'm terrified. I'm too old to run. I'm going to stay right here and ride the hurricane out. And I was scared because mom lives in Arizona.
Hello.
Yeah. It's happening now. All right.
Okay. Well, we did have the great story this morning about the 103-year-old woman who parachuted out of an airplane.
Yeah.
I did. This disturbing part of the story was it was her son's idea. Mm-hmm. He's probably 80. So
probably
true.
Oh, well, anyway, she made it. Good for her.
I did it.
Well, that's what I did during the break is text mom. Said, what do you think about parachuting? Go.
Yeah.
Go after it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Christy, you mentioned the Mormon folks have do they have a pope? What do they have in that religion?
I don't know what their top dog's called. I could look it up.
I saw this over the weekend.
It's not a pope, though, I don't think.
Some kind of...
The Mormon Church issued a warning to their members saying coffee is prohibited, no matter how fancy the name. The new guidance also says vaping is banned and marijuana is outlawed unless prescribed by quote unquote competent doctors.
Looks like they have a president.
Mm-hmm. A president?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, but apparently this was done because I guess whatever Frappuccinos or whatever the sort of Starbucks menu.
Well, where does that start? I mean, I guess there's caffeine in them, but they're more or less milkshakes, right?
The article says it aims to clear up issues, Chick, that could be confusing for the younger people in the religion sect of rules about which foods and drinks are allowed, which are to be avoided.
By the way, very short lines at Salt Lake City Starbucks drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
general rule.
Rules prohibit alcohol, tobacco, illegal drugs, coffee, and tea.
Okay.
What a drag.
Sell
a
lot of cake pops. Kidding.
Sorry, I'm out.
I violated all three of those this morning.
Yeah.
Cake pops and protein boxes are okay, though.
Yeah, I guess you could eat there.
Isn't chocolate full of caffeine?
It is.
Yeah. Well, you can get the white cake pop with the pink icing and the sprinkles on top.
But what if one of the sprinkles
really?
Is chocolate?
Fairy?
So if you go to hell, do you go to hell for eating a cake pop if one of the sprinkles is chocolate?
I don't think so.
Does anyone take
this
seriously?
I think they let them eat chocolate.
Let's just say, let's be honest, this is ridiculous.
Does the president let them eat chocolate?
It's got caffeine in it.
Mormon president?
No, this is completely ridiculous.
No chocolate cake?
None of you are going to take a stand on this?
Not really.
They're happy
practicing.
I mean, the Jewish faith has a lot of rules about their food.
Sure, the Catholic faith has rules about their food.
And they're all wrong, equally ridiculous.
And they all
that
break
is your
the
opinion.
Rules. They all break the rules, too.
Goodwill. Right. You think there's a God up there going, well, he lived a good life. Spent
did a lot
life
for charity.
Helping other stuff and had a cup of coffee. Hell for this guy. I doubt it.
I don't think that's the idea.
No, I don't think that's.
Look, it's
nice. Oh, no. Be a man. Take a stand. Grow up.
I'm indifferent.
I'm not indifferent. It's stupid. It's ridiculous.
My stand is.
If you believe this, you're a moron.
Live and let live.
If you believe drinking coffee is going to send you to hell, you're truly an idiot. You may want to reexamine your
values.
Tom.
Wow. You're truly an idiot.
You are insulting so many people
right now. Well, maybe it's about time.
I think they're fine. It's not hurting you at all. As you said, the lines are shorter.
I didn't know there was coffee in the drink. Am I going to go to hell?
You don't have to worry about it.
You've had how many caffeine cups of sin have you had this morning?
Well, see, fortunately, after I heard this story, I switched to the caffeine-free Coke. Come on, really?
It's not bothering you.
No, it's bothering me.
Why?
No, it is bothering me.
Time out. How many Mormon people do you hang out with anyway?
Well, there's a couple I enjoy their company.
Over the weekend, did you sup with the Romneys?
You know, Ryan Hamilton, that's the only Mormon you know.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's really nice.
I'm trying to get him to go to Starbucks with me and dump down some coffee.
How would you do that to
him? You want him to sin in the church, don't you?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I guess
you know what? Ryan Hamilton's one of the happiest, most positive.
He is having a ball.
He is.
Yeah.
Loves life. There might be something behind
love
all this.
Yes.
There we go.
Maybe we should all give up caffeine.
Imagine how happy you'd be with a good latte.
Well, that's a fair point, too.
Cappuccino.
Yeah.
Can you do the decaf, or does that still have enough caffeine to send you to hell?
Good question.
I don't know.
Have to get a hold
There's
of this
that great Rowan Atkinson. He does a one-man show, and he dresses the devil, and he comes out, and he's addressing these people. He goes, I've got good news for everyone. The correct religion is Mormon. That's right, Mormon. Everyone else, you can stay, but Mormons, you can leave.
Apparently, the rumor is that the Mormon ladies are pretty... round-heeled, if you will.
Is that right?
Generous.
What? Where did this come from?
Well, we used to be on in Salt Lake City.
I've never heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to get in trouble for mentioning the temperature here.
Yeah.
And he's just insulted an entire religion.
Well, folks, you can't have any tea or coffee, but hump away. That's, is that what they say?
Or a Fappuccino, which is...
What's
that's
that?
What we're leading to. The Fappuccino.
What's a Fappuccino? I don't
get it. Fap is the fap sound is... that... Never mind.
It's the sound body part makes.
Fap, 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 fap.
Yeah. Hey, he said, changing the topic. Say I want to go online right now and shop on Amazon and forget about my troubles.
How about you get an 82-pound aged cheese wheel?
Wow.
82 pounds of cheese, Josh?
It can be yours for $1,200.
No, thanks.
I bet it's that awful cheese.
God, how old is it? 82 pounds?
Shipping's free.
82 pounds.
I said shipping.
I know.
Yeah.
Is that Prime? Do I get it tomorrow?
The other one was John Mayer.
Well, that's going to happen anyway.
The other one may take a little longer than normal. Yeah. If you eat 82 pounds of cheese, you may be... Don't bother buying any toilet paper for a month.
Die the Elvis death.
Yeah, you're gonna be crammed up there.
Oh man,
what else can
you
get?
Oh, you can get a pet urine detector. It's a UV flashlight, and you can hold it around your house.
Oh, I have a pet urine detector. It's called my nose,
or my socks when I step in it,
or the bed.
Man. No, actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
that's a great
idea.
Is
it a flashlight?
It is. It looks like a flashlight, and it's an LED light, and yeah.
Hmm. That's a wow.
You're going to order one, aren't you?
I am. I didn't know that.
Do you need one?
I may have seen, I think we all saw this, the funniest thing for dogs I've ever seen. It is, how do I describe it? It looks like a dog bowl. It's raised up off the ground.
Those are the best way to feed your dogs, evidently.
Yeah,
no,
I do
but
that.
This isn't a dog bowl. It's a provider of tennis balls for your dog.
Oh.
And you put the tennis balls in there, and it shoots them out. It shoots the ball out. Your dog goes and gets it, brings it back, puts it in the...
The dog can.
The dog does it itself.
Does it all by
puts
itself.
Puts the ball in and it throws it for the dog again. Huh. And the dog in the video is losing his mind.
That's awesome.
Trying to decide, do I put it back in? If I put it back in, finally puts it back in, it throws it out again. I don't believe it. It threw it again.
It's amazing.
Then he goes and gets it and brings it back. It's hilarious.
That is available
on
Amazon.
Can you get that on Amazon?
Yes, you can.
I bet you can get it on Amazon. Yeah, but you can also get pet coffins on Amazon.
Hey, Pat, tell us about your date this week.
Well, when we come back, we have...
Well, I've got to look this up.
...that you can buy on Amazon.
What's the name of that documentary, Josh, about pets?
Just put your headphones on. Okay. You can hear this?
Yep.
Ready? Here we go.
There's nothing funny down that road.
Oh, you can. Lord. Well, this is a ripoff. A snake coffin is just a paper towel tube.
It comes in four colors.
There's nothing funny down that road.
Wow.
Oh, isn't we have a biodegradable pet grave pod.
Oh, my gosh.
Paw Pod's pet cast.
Are you happy now?
Does it have a little paw print, a kitty print, or a dog print on the side of the
boy.
Coffin?
Well, Fluffy was alive till I drank this cup of coffee, and then God struck him down.
Well, if you think about it, where would you go to get one? A lot of people bury their pets in their backyard.
Well, there's a great documentary that Josh has told me about.
It's called Gates of Heaven.
I haven't seen it yet. It's about the high-priced...
Yeah.
And pet cemetery, pet services, pet funeral home. Yeah.
Well, we had that story about the pet...
Let's see, your micro size fits hermit crabs, mice, dwarf hamsters, that kind of thing. Your mini, smaller birds, smaller lizards, rats.
There's nothing funny down that road.
Of course, you've got your medium for small dogs, cats, and larger rabbits.
My rat died. I need a...
And large is for, your Dobermans, your Rottweilers, your...
You done? At least they're going to forget about my rant about the idiocy of drinking coffee sending you to hell.
This is unbelievable.
Coming up, Larry King will be our guest, and we'll continue to drill
deep. What about pet headstones? I bet they have those, too.
Oh, I bet they do.
Oh, big business.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.